USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House has given final approval to President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan by a vote of 219 to 209. The president has reiterated that another round of stimulus payments are still part of his plan.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
Final legislation could pass Congress as soon as March 15th, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Friday's vote came hours after the Senate approved a budget measure overnight, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. President Biden tells the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell that he does not believe an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour will survive his COVID relief proposal.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
The federal minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A man was arrested after breaching security and gaining access to a C-40 aircraft at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Friday that a full investigation has been ordered, along with a review of security protocols at installations worldwide.
Everybody in the department, and certainly everybody in the Air Force, understands what a serious matter this is.
Andrews is the home to Air Force One operations. A federal law enforcement official told CNN there was no threat that the unauthorized individual was going to gain access to a protected asset. Two GOP representatives have been fined, while a group of Republicans are calling for Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be fined for failing to abide by new security measures put in place following the U.S. Capitol storming. Representatives Louis Gohmert and Andrew Clyde were fined $5,000 for bypassing metal detectors as they entered the House floor. Meanwhile, Republicans on the House Administration Committee have signed a letter saying Speaker Pelosi should be fined as well for not going through metal detectors before entering the House chamber. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A third COVID vaccine in the U.S. could be just weeks away, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Johnson & Johnson is requesting the FDA grant emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Experts believe the vaccine could be approved by the end of February if it gets the go-ahead.
So this third vaccine really could be a home run, right? There's so much demand out there that an additional supply would be so important. And the reason why we're so excited about this vaccine is it's a single shot, no sub-zero freezing. We've seen incredible efficacy at preventing 100% of hospitalizations and deaths. So we're all excited about this vaccine. Now it goes to emergency use authorization.
Dr. John Brownstein speaking there on ABC News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Super Bowl 55 between the Chiefs and Buccaneers kicks off Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Commissioner Roger Goodell says it was not easy playing the season during the pandemic.
We're focused on making sure we finish out strong. But between our medical team and Dr. Sills is here, all the experts that he brought together to help us to put the plan together, the players and the coaches and the clubs that did so much to implement those protocols and the intensive protocols and adapt throughout the season. And I think that's the big thing for us. We had to adapt at every stage just like everybody else, just like the media, everybody else in this society.
The game will be televised nationally on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.